Houston Real Estate Radio is proud to be your voice for Houston real estate.
Call in your questions to our 24-hour answer line
at 281-882-8088 or use hashtag HRER on Twitter.
Houston Real Estate Radio with Shannon Register begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. Anytime you have a real estate need, you can call us with your real estate questions at 281-882-8088. We'll be happy to answer your questions right here on the air every Sunday between 6 and 7 p.m. You can also go to our website and find lots of information there and watch lots of videos on the people that come on the show. Find links to their websites as well. Go to HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. That call-in number again, 281-882-8088. All right, this segment of the show, I have got Rick Oswalds from Ace Hardware in the studio with me, and we are talking about some of the things that they offer through their store and some of the ways that they're giving back to the community. A couple of locations. Rick, tell us about your hardware stores.
Oh, thank you for having me, Shannon. We try to have a lot of fun at the stores. We've ended up with two stores. We've got a store in Kingwood. It's been there for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And we bought a store in the Woodlands about a year ago last June.
Okay.
And we were very fortunate. 10 days before it opened, Trader Joe's opened right in the parking lot.
Oh,
so that
okay.
gave us a lot of exposure. Uh-huh. Woodlands is a great, unique territory and land to be in. But we've got one sign over there, and it's behind a bush. So people have got to really be looking for you. So when the Trader Joe's opened up, it really expanded our exposure to all the public, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had fun building the store up.
And the Ace Hardware stores really look at what's in the community and focus on the needs of the community as far as the products that you supply, right?
Exactly. Each Ace store is owned independently, and we have the opportunity to seek out the odd faucets or the odd toilet parts or the sprinkler valve that's unique to Kingwood or the Woodlands, the items that are very specific for our neighborhood. We try to search that out and go the little extra mile to try to find them. We're really good in disaster situations too, like a hurricane or a freeze or a storm.
Mm-hmm.
When we just had the last cold weather, we missed the boat on the last bit of the cold weather as far as the weather report was concerned. So we're sitting there 8 o'clock Saturday morning, everybody's needing pipe insulation. We weren't that prepared as we normally were, so I ran downtown Houston, found a plumbing supply house down there, and bought a bunch of insulation, went back. We can react like that. And that's all the dealers in Houston. That's just not
right.
All two stores. We have the buck stops right here at this chair, so we can go get things and make things happen. That's what's neat about our little independent stores.
Yeah. So I hear you're the outdoor cooking expert for Kingwood, and now for the Woodlands too, huh?
Well, that's a self-proclaimed title. I don't like to use that a whole lot, but yes, I'm the self-proclaimed outdoor cooking expert of Kingwood and the Woodlands, and that's all cooking. That could be smoking, grilling, gas grill, Kamado cooking on a green egg, big smoker, little smoker. I love to stir fry. We do a lot of frying. We've got some really cool baskets so you can either fry fish or do stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun. We make our own seasoning.
Okay.
It's called Allspaw's Secret Seasoning.
And you can buy that right there in the store.
You can buy it at both stores. Okay. And it is world famous.
I got to try some of that.
It's a world famous. We actually have some here available. And it is a world famous seasoning. And people always ask me, how did your seasoning become world famous? And I said, well, I'm like the Fulton's Fish Market. I just put it on the label and it became world famous overnight.
So you got into having grills for sale in your retail store because you enjoy cooking?
It's been a passion. I helped my dad cook our first hog, and I slept in the backseat of my mom's 62 DeSoto. So I've been cooking for a long time.
Okay.
And it's a hobby that we've nurtured into a really nice outdoor cooking business. And
mm-hmm.
that's I guess the outdoor cooking expert part of it's the fun part, but we do enjoy it. We've got our employees, a lot of our employees have the different kinds of grills that they take home and use and that you buy. And so they a lot of the staff is educated on cooking. I mean, it's a lot of fun to us.
So this spring, when people are getting ready to go out and start barbecuing, they can come see you, pick out a grill that's going to meet their needs.
Exactly. We just, at the Woodland store, in some of our remodeling or moving stuff around, we have a U.S. Post Office in that store.
Okay.
And we moved it from one side of the store completely to the other side of the store down by my wife's gift shop. So people would, when they're going to the post office, they're going more by the gift shop. Well, that opened up a whole area. We made that Allspaw's Green Egg Shack.
Okay.
So it's nothing but green eggs and Kamado cookers in this whole area where the post office used to be. So there's every accessory available for green eggs and Kamado Joes. And it's a really neat cooking environment. And we've got in the Kingwood store like a Louisiana swamp shed built with all the parts and pieces and seasoning. We've probably got 250 different seasonings and spices at the stores.
Fun. All right. I hear you have a big 4th of July street dance that you put on.
We do.
At the Kingwood location,
At the Kingwood location, we do the 4th of July street dance. I buy 800 pounds of brisket, and we cook that.
A lot of meat.
And we serve the brisket, and we serve sodas, and we have a band, and coolers and lawn chairs are welcome. Everybody just sits out in the parking lot. It's a good old-time, old-fashioned family street dance right in the middle of the parking lot. And
so for people that are moving to Kingwood, what would you say to them? How can they get into the Kingwood
community? You don't miss that.
Don't miss that. Okay.
This year, 4th of July is on a Friday, Friday the 4th. So that morning will be the 4th of July parade throughout Kingwood. That night, 4th of July night, will be the fireworks, Friday night. Then our street dance is Saturday night, the 5th. Our street dance is always the Saturday before or after the 4th. It just depends on how it lands.
Awesome.
Yeah, this year it's going to be on the 5th, the day after the 4th of July.
Do not miss it. If you're Kingwood residents, you have to be there.
It's pretty cool. People have changed their whole vacations because of the dance. It's a good family gathering.
You give back to the community quite a lot.
Well, I mean, the community's awful good to us. I mean, they make it easy. I mean, the support at both stores, the way that the community supports us, makes it easy to do things. And I have fun coming out here, getting reconnected with everybody and doing stuff here.
So let's talk about your garden center.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mini garden. What is that?
They used to call them fairy gardens, and that's too confining, so they call them miniature gardens.
Okay.
And it's got little munchkin chairs and little munchkin houses and little bitty things that they put in pots. They can be anywhere from a 6-inch pot to a 12-inch pot.
Okay.
And the girls are really creative. They've got little houses, little flagpoles. There's just tons and tons of little things that they can do. We have fairy garden classes or miniature garden classes to where they'll kind of show you how to position all this stuff around, but they've got them sitting all over our garden center.
Wow.
Different types and different things.
Fantastic. And of course you do you provide anything anybody needs for general hardware maintenance, home maintenance.
Yep. I guess we can talk about hardware. We're talking about the Pandora, the Vera Bradley, all the gift shop stuff, the plants. Yeah, we actually sell hardware.
Sell hardware.
We sell nuts and bolts and keys and spray paint. Actually, a neat thing with Ace, we just did a new 10-year agreement with Valspar. And every Ace in the United States is switching to Valspar.
Okay.
We've all gone through transfer. We have new design studios.
Oh, wow.
We don't have a paint department anymore. We have a design studio.
Okay.
And it's really been a neat evolution for us. Ours is literally 2 weeks old.
What's the most popular paint color you're selling these days? Or is there one?
That's the thing about the color. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of colors. With the Clark and Kensington, which is the Ace line, and the Valspar, which is the new line that we just got involved with, the amount of colors that we have is endless.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who come in and need paint and, you know, they go home with 100 samples, they just don't know what to do?
Come back from, if it's a guy, we tell them they cannot pick out a color unless they have a note from their wife. We learned that a long time ago.
Okay, all right.
But if it's a lady, we just tell her we'll be here to help her when she comes back. Because, I mean, picking a color is hard.
Tell me about the race car that you sponsor.
The Houston Ace Dealer Group, there's 31 stores in the Houston Ace Dealer Group, and we sponsor the Shell Pennzoil Grand Prix. And we have the race car out in different locations. It's a IndyCar race car, and we use it for display purposes. It's called the show car. And we have it in front of the stores, and we have it in all different places. It's another thing that we get involved in. One, it's a lot to do with the community. There's a party Thursday night before the race. The race is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the last weekend in June, and it's called the Yellow Party. It's a cancer fundraiser that we always do the weekend, the Thursday before, and then we do things on site during the race, and we raise money for Children's Miracle Network at that. So, and okay. It's all involved with the race and race car and the Shell Pennzoil Grand Prix.
And if people didn't see the car out at the Lake Houston home show, they'll probably see it at the Woodlands show. Right?
I believe the girls told me it's going to be at the Woodlands, yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Tell us how people can find you online.
It's allspaws.com.
Okay, give us the spelling.
It sounds simple. It's just A-L, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, A-U-G-H.com, allspaws.com. And that'll link us to the Sterling events or to either the store in the Woodlands or Kingwood.
Fantastic. All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on, telling us all the things that you offer through Ace Hardware. So sounds like a great store. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors here on Houston Real Estate Radio.
Hey, this is J.R. Martinez, Season 13 winner of Dancing with the Stars, and you are listening to Houston Real Estate Radio.
Are you in the market for a new home? Let me tell you about Grandview Builders. They're a Houston-based home builder that currently builds homes in 15 neighborhoods in the Houston metro area. Grandview Builders offers affordable, custom homes with appealing exterior architectural style and interior beauty your family's going to love. They have beautifully designed Electrolux premium appliances, great homes with quality appliances not only designed for your home, but for your lifestyle. Grandview Builders can turn your dream home into reality. Visit Grandview Builders online at www.gvbtx.com.
Since 1983, Champion School of Real Estate has helped students get ahead of the competition with its award-winning education in real estate, mortgage lending, appraisal, and professional inspection. Choose from instructor-led classroom delivery or online delivery for your licensing and continuing education needs. Whatever aspect of the industry you are interested in, Champions is the perfect starting point for your career. Texas is leading the nation with its thriving housing market. Don't miss your opportunity to be a part of it. Start your new career today by calling Champion School of Real Estate at 800-284-1525 or visit us online at championschool.com.
As a real estate broker, I'm picky about the title company my clients use. It's all about service and reliability because your successful closing depends on their performance. I send my clients to Chicago Title because a real estate transaction can be stressful and their professionalism ensures a smooth transaction. The title company makes sure requirements have been met so property can transfer ownership. They are the final stop before hanging pictures and making new memories. Remember, you have a choice when it comes to choosing a title company. Chicago Title has locations conveniently located throughout the Houston area. Visit ChicagoTitleHouston.com to find a location nearest you. ChicagoTitleHouston.com.
Are you a business owner needing cost-effective advertising? Bayou Graphics offers a wide range of high-quality, high-resolution graphics for your car, truck, van, or trailer. If you've seen the Houston Real Estate Radio trailer around town, you've seen their work. Call Bayou Graphics today at 832-912-8200 or visit them online at bayougraphics.com. That's graphics with an X. 832-912-8200. Call our 24-hour answer line
at 281-882-8088 or use hashtag HRER on Twitter.
You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. I'm your host, Shanna Register, and every week we bring you news and information you can use on your next real estate transaction. If you've got a real estate question, give us a call here at the studio, 281-882-8088. We'll be happy to answer your real estate questions right here on the air every week. And if you missed any of today's show, you can catch up online at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. This segment, we're going to be talking about HOAs and looking at different recreational programs and facilities available for HOAs to take advantage of and some of the pros and cons of them. I've got Jim Sheffield here in the studio. He's been on the air with me before. He's rejoining us here in the studio today. He is the general manager of Northampton's Mud District and very knowledgeable about these topics. I know you've been doing this for a very long time. We appreciate you coming on and sharing with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these neighborhoods that want to incorporate some things, but they don't even know where to get started because it's quite the process and the undertaking to make changes to the neighborhood, whether you're just adding some walking trails or a pool, tennis courts. There's so many things to choose from now. One of the big issues now are the skating parks and the dog parks, and there's just so many things that can be done. So I want to hear some of your expertise on those issues because you've been doing this for so long and you've seen a lot of neighborhoods that have implemented things that didn't work so well and other neighborhoods who have, like yours, that have implemented some things that worked very well.
Well, you're absolutely right. The first thing to do is do an assessment and go to the residents that live there and who will be paying for these things and ask them what they want. And you can do that through a survey.
Okay.
And typically the response to a survey is only going to be about 20%. And sometimes you find that people who are championing a cause will rally to that. So you have to sort through that. But the first thing to do is this assessment through, and I would recommend a survey. It's the only way to get to everyone. You can do a mailing for a couple of $100 in any neighborhood and get that feedback. And from that survey, then look at what potentially if someone comes back and asks for something that's just not possible, well, then you have to eliminate it. The next thing to do is get the items that came from the survey and then go look at what others have done and how they did it and how they financed it. In the beginning, you talked about HOAs, and it's true that typically the summer swimming pools that were left by the developers and things like that are financed by the HOA. But that may not be the most effective way to do it. A mud district has far more funds and are allowed by the state of Texas right now to do that.
So you may want to look to the mud district for some additional support.
Well, you could certainly go and ask. And some mud districts have really warmed up to this recently. And it's a far less part of their budget than it would be where an HOA has to charge an assessment. The mud districts have a general fund, and they're a taxing entity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if depending on what your neighborhood wants to do and what facilities they want implemented, there are some different recreational programs available. Let's talk about those, because someone who's thinking they want to have a swim team or they want to have a soccer team, where do they even go to get started? I mean, there are programs already in place. You don't have to start it from scratch, right?
Well, that's true. The most famous one is, at least in this area, is the Northwest Aquatic League. And they have a structure, and they're very helpful. And so if you have a swimming pool that has lap lanes in it, then the easiest thing to get going is a summer league swim team, which will start up sometime as soon as the water gets warm in April and end pretty much always by July the 4th.
Okay.
And the average involvement in that can be up to 200-300 children. So it's a real benefit, and it's the cheapest swim lessons you can get. Just put your kid on a swim team and they'll teach him everything. Now, as far as soccer or running or anything like that, that's a different thing. There are existing organizations and they'll certainly help you, but most neighborhoods don't want to dedicate 5, 6, 10 acres to soccer, and the county does a wonderful job, particularly Precinct 4 on the north end up here, of helping those programs.
So let's talk about some of the things that you might see come back on the survey, some of those things that you've seen homeowners ask for in the past, kind of the pros and cons. You mentioned pools. The pool's left there by the developer, but the issue with the pools is they're expensive to maintain.
Well, the pools are expensive, and especially from a lifeguarding personnel, and there's a liability there. So you're going to spend, on an average pool, you're going to spend $30,000, $35,000 just on lifeguards during a summer program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pool itself is going to need frequent maintenance. Anyone who has a backyard pool will know exactly what I'm talking about. So multiply that times 100 and you'll see. So the cost in water, chemicals, and things like that can run there. Most of the pools that you see today were left there because they were an amenity built by the developer. And they're wonderful things, but that will be a big ticket item on anyone's budget.
Let's talk about the pros and cons to a lot of these tennis courts that have been left by developers. I know before the show you and I talked, you know, some neighborhoods have tennis courts with weeds growing in them, and then there are other neighborhoods who have tennis courts that are well used. What are some of the pros and cons to having those?
Well, let me back up a minute and say that tennis is one of these very organized things where there's leagues and things, and mainly adult, that you can get going in, and so that can fulfill a lot of people's needs. If for competitive aspect, as far as recreation, remember you can only get four people on a tennis court. So if you have four tennis courts, you can only serve 16 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might do better in a camp situation for youth, but then you have to have personnel to come and teach those things. But a tennis court is a low maintenance item, and so we do see a lot of tennis.
What about a pavilion?
Pavilion is the number one thing, in my opinion, every neighborhood should have.
And why is that?
Because you can have scouts there. You can have birthday parties there. You can have family reunions there. The maintenance is very low. We've had numerous weddings and things like that under pavilions. And the cost of building a pavilion is very, very low.
So for a neighborhood that doesn't have a clubhouse, would you recommend they build a pavilion?
If a neighborhood doesn't have a clubhouse, I'd throw a pavilion up tomorrow. That will be a very heavily used item. But remember this, there'll be competition for it, so there has to be a reservation system.
Right.
And if you don't currently have a recreation staff in your neighborhood, then you're going to have to put a website up or something like that.
Sure. What about the basketball and skateboard courts that we see? You know, I saw a new community recently that has a skateboard park. What do you think of those?
Well, from the standpoint of being a professional manager of a neighborhood, I will tell you that skateboard parks are a tremendous liability. And if you want to meet people that live 70 miles from your home, then put a skateboard park in.
They come from all over, huh?
Yes, they do. They have
always kids using it.
They're very active on social media, and it becomes an issue at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball courts are even worse, and they're noisy. Mm-hmm. You can hear a basketball bounce for a quarter of a mile.
Okay. What about, let's see, what have we not talked about? Dog parks.
Well, dog parks, I'm going to be a little caught out on that one because, I mean, there are plenty of nice dog parks around, but I wouldn't support one in my neighborhood just simply because I don't think there's a need. With all the hiking, biking trails and detention ponds, people seem to be fulfilling their needs with their pets.
Mm-hmm. And baby pools, I know you've talked about before, huge cost of maintenance, and they can easily be converted to splash pads. Do you think splash pads are a good idea?
Absolutely. I think a splash pad as an accent to a regular pool. Remember, splash pads only appeal to infants, and once the kids get a certain age, they're going to want a regular swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. So have it as an accent piece with the pool.
Yes.
All right. And weight rooms.
Well, we've had tremendous success. We have 24-hour fitness facilities, card access, and that was probably the best use of our money.
Okay.
Outside of pavilions.
Lots of great information. Any other resources you can think of for homeowners who are thinking about starting something in their community?
Yeah, I'd say do your survey and then go to a community and meet with someone like myself and let me show you around.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate you. Jim Sheffield over at Northampton Mud District, the manager of the Northampton Mud District. Lots of great things going on in that community and lots of the other communities around Houston. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors here on Houston Real Estate Radio.
Have you thought about selling your business but don't know where to begin? You're not alone. Preparation is the key to securing the highest value possible for your business. Forward Results provides a unique approach to exit planning by offering a team of qualified professionals that collaborates to help business owners achieve their dreams and provide for their future. All business owners will one day exit their companies. Don't let one of the biggest financial events of your life catch you off guard. Contact Forward Results at forwardresults.com today and plan your exit on your terms. Forwardresults.com.
Call our 24-hour answer line
at 281-882-8088 or use hashtag HRER on Twitter.
Corporate Finance Associates is a middle market investment banking firm that specializes in mergers and acquisitions and capital transactions. If you are a business owner looking for an exit, or if you are a business owner desiring growth, contact the Houston team of Corporate Finance Associates at cfaw-houston.com today. That's cfaw-houston.com.
As a real estate broker, I'm picky about the title company my clients use. It's all about service and reliability because your successful closing depends on their performance. I send my clients to Chicago Title because a real estate transaction can be stressful and their professionalism ensures a smooth transaction. The title company makes sure requirements have been met so property can transfer ownership. They are the final stop before hanging pictures and making new memories. Remember, you have a choice when it comes to choosing a title company. Chicago Title has locations conveniently located throughout the Houston area. Visit ChicagoTitleHouston.com to find a location nearest you. ChicagoTitleHouston.com.
Earlier, I told you about Grandview Builders' beautiful homes. Do you want a custom home built on your land? GVB Custom Homes offers an array of house plans customized to fit your family's needs. These custom homes are incredible, well-built. They equip every home with Electrolux premium appliances that are easy to use. With over 90 years of innovation, these Electrolux appliances fit your lifestyle. Let GVB Custom Homes build your dream home. Visit GVB Custom Homes online at www.gvbcustomhomes.com. If you have a real estate question, give us a call this week at 281-882-8088. If we answer your question on air, you'll be eligible to receive a home buyer's guide courtesy of Register Real Estate Advisors. Call 281-882-8088 and leave your address with your name and real estate question. That number is 281-882-8088. You can also find it on our website at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. Good luck from your friends at Houston Real Estate Radio.
See this broadcast in beautiful HD video
at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. Houston Real Estate Radio.
20 pounds of information
in a 10-pound bag.
Welcome back. You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Register, and every week we bring you news and information you can use on your next real estate transaction. If you've got a real estate question, you can always give us a call here at the studio, 281-882-8088. All right, welcome to the show, Melissa Cook. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. So she is with Taylor Morrison. She's the area sales manager for Taylor Morrison, and they are one of the builders that's going in over in Springwoods Village. And Springwoods Village is a community that's just in a really fantastic location, because not just because of Exxon going in there, but there's so many things growing and just kind of booming on that area of town. I mean, things are happening all over Houston, but especially right there between the Woodlands in Houston, a lot going on. Tell us about the community.
Yeah, it's a really special community. It definitely attracts people that are passionate about the environment. And of course, you have Exxon close by. And so since the very beginning, the developers were really selective on who they selected to be in this particular community. And Taylor Morrison was one of the builders that were selected. And, basically, from the time that we met with them, they definitely, showed us that what's important to them is to build a sustainable community where you'll have everything that you need in walking distance. They're creating a town center, which is their main focus, and they'll have, retail shops, grocery stores, medical facilities, and that's their big thing. You're surrounded by, nature preserve and forest, and it's a really special community. You can feel it as soon as you drive in.
And it's got the creek going through there.
Correct.
Spring Creek is still there.
Yes,
so a
definitely.
Lot of the natural environment's been left in place, and
correct.
And building is kind of happening around that.
Right, that's correct. Even in planning on how we were going to set the homes on our home sites, we definitely try to keep as many trees as we possibly could, to surround the home as well.
So there's several builders in there. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are one of the largest home builders, though,
right.
Because two of the other builders that are in there, I think we talked about Martin Fine is building the apartments.
Correct.
That are going in there. And then there's also the Harper's Landing section is with Sullivan.
Yes.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And they're building more of a townhouse feel or smaller shotgun kind of houses.
Correct. Yeah. More Creole type style of homes, you know, in the 3,000-ish square feet. So they're still larger, but it's more of a townhome.
Smaller lots.
Correct, smaller lots.
And then you have kind of the larger lots for single-family homes.
And that's correct. So we go about 3,100 up to 5,500 square feet. So we have definitely the larger homes.
And you have one and two stories?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Lots of plans to choose from?
We do. We do have a lot of plans to choose from. We have a brand new model that's open now that people can come see and visit with our sales associates out there, and they'll be glad to give them a tour.
So when you're, I know you're right off of I-45. What's the best way to get into the community?
Just right off 45, and then you're going to take a left on Springwoods Village.
Okay, and it's all open
and
back
it's
in there.
All open, right?
Because I hear people say all the time, "I tried to go down there and I got turned around." But it's open now, right?
It's open now. So it's exciting, and we're very busy on the weekends, and people are just in there. They've been excited about the community, mm-hmm. and they love going in there to explore.
And y'all just had your big realtor open house.
We did.
That was exciting.
Yes, it was very successful, and even during the cold weather, we still had about 90 realtors show up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, everybody was really interested. We had a representative from CDC there talking about the development, so they really appreciated that and learning all about what's their plans in the future and what they'll have for their buyers.
So the model home is there that Taylor Morrison's built, so people can go into Springwoods Village now and actually see a home that is built and ready to go. And then you also have some other homes being built as well.
That's correct. Yeah. So the whole series that we have out in Springwood Village is a brand new series of homes. So it's our discovery series. So we've built four prototypes so that way buyers at this point now can walk through all of our floor plans and get a feel and decide what's best for them. So.
Okay. And you're in Audubon Grove, is that right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what is the price point of the houses that Taylor Morrison's building?
We start at 460, so the mid 400s.
And would you say that most of the housing in there is going to start in the 300 to 400 range?
I would. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So the housing that's in there, do you think it's mostly going to be executive buyers? Do you think it's going to be families? Any idea on who's going to be moving in?
Well, what they're really seeing right now, it's actually a lot of people, and it's just executive buyers. We really don't have a lot of, families that are moving. A lot of people are leaving their families back at home with the relos, and then they're just moving here, or just them and their wives.
So. Well, it's nice that they have the apartments. People
Correct.
Can purchase apartments, live there for a year or two if they need to, and then move on, because I know there's a lot of transitions with a lot of the companies, companies that are going in there. So you have about 51 home sites, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So people can choose their lot, choose their floor plan?
Well, the way we actually do our releases is we have 51 home sites. We're on our third release that we're about to have on the 28th, but we release 10 home sites at a time.
Okay.
And just so we can pay special attention to the buyers that are purchasing, making sure they can go through the design center and that their particular home is getting special attention instead of, just opening it up and taking as many sales as we can.
Let's talk about the amenities that are going to be in that area in the Springwoods Village. We talked a little bit about the creek. And people will be able to canoe on the creek and put in paddle boats and that kind of stuff. What are the other things? Walking trails? What else?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a lot of walking trails. I would say the biggest amenity is really just what's natural out there, and it's like going out to nature, and so that's what they wanted to create. So whatever you could just do if you went out into nature, which is just walking, enjoying seeing the birds, hanging out by the creek. I mean that's what their amenity is. So,
well, it sounds really nice. And, I think that with all the things that they're bringing in, hotels and all the different retail shopping that's going to be going in, it sounds like a great place to live. I think that because of the location, you've got a lot of great roadways there to get you. Even if you're not going to be working in the Woodlands, you can still get to wherever you need to get pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's, accessibility is a hot button for a lot of people. And they really love that we're right off 45 in the future Grand Park. Parkway, so it's a great location.
What are y'all predicting for Springwoods Village to really be established with the retail shopping and all? What's the long-range plan for the community?
Well, CDC, which is the developer, this year their main focus is definitely the town center and bringing in, whoever's going to be the grocery provider, hotel, and they're working, deals with them. And so I would assume over the next year and a half, that they'll definitely have some concrete things on the ground.
Has any of that infrastructure started going in yet?
It has.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're already seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds exciting. So what's the website for people who are interested in living in Springwoods Village? What would be the website they could go to get more information?
They can just go to springwoodvillage.com. And so that'll give them all the information that they need. And,
okay.
And then from there, you know, you can also link to the different builders.
The different builders. Mm-hmm. So there's Audubon Grove, Harper's Landing.
Correct.
You've got different options depending on what lifestyle you want to live, right?
That's right.
And the lots that y'all have available, how large are the lots?
So our home sites are 70 foot wide by 125 on average. And of course, we have oversized home sites and some that back up to, you know, the nature preserve as well.
Okay. So. And are you seeing when people build their homes out there, are you seeing them wanting the outdoor kitchens, the outdoor lifestyle incorporated
into them? Yes, definitely. Yes. We have a lot of people wanting enough space for a pool. And then, of course, the outdoor kitchen area as well. Mm-hmm. So
it's important. Do y'all build those into your floor plans? Or is that a separate something they need to do after construction?
We do build some really nice outdoor kitchens, yeah, as part of our
Very apartment. Nice. That seems to be such a selling point. And going into this really nice weather makes it a hot selling point as well. So, well, I know you're getting really busy out there. Springwoods Village has been such a hot topic ever since we started hearing about Exxon 2 years ago. So I know that there are a lot of people that we've talked to who are looking to sell in the Woodlands and move to Springwoods Village, and they're really excited about it. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Go to springwoodsvillage.com to find more information. You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. I'm Shannon Register. We're here every week answering your real estate questions. Give us a call, 281-882-8088, and you can find out more. So stick around, lots of great information. And if you miss anything, you can always find out more at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Lori, PhD antiques appraiser from Discovery Channel's Auction Kings, and you're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio.
Corporate Finance Associates is a middle market investment banking firm that specializes in mergers and acquisitions and capital transactions. If you are a business owner looking for an exit, or if you are a business owner desiring growth, contact the Houston team of Corporate Finance Associates at cfaw-houston.com today. That's cfaw-houston.com.
Have you thought about selling your business but don't know where to begin? You're not alone. Preparation is the key to securing the highest value possible for your business. Forward Results provides a unique approach to exit planning by offering a team of qualified professionals that collaborates to help business owners achieve their dreams and provide for their future. All business owners will one day exit their companies. Don't let one of the biggest financial events of your life catch you off guard. Contact Forward Results at forwardresults.com today and plan your exit on your terms. ForwardResults.com.
Since 1983, Champion School of Real Estate has helped students get ahead of the competition with its award-winning education in real estate, mortgage lending, appraisal, and professional inspection. Choose from instructor-led classroom delivery or online delivery for your licensing and continuing education needs. Whatever aspect of the industry you are interested in, Champions is the perfect starting point for your career. Texas is leading the nation with its thriving housing market. Don't miss your opportunity to be a part of it. Start your new career today by calling Champion School of Real Estate at 800-284-1525 or visit us online at championschool.com.
Are you a small business owner in the Spring or Woodlands area that has been working from home and you now realize your needs have changed? Need a fully furnished, professional atmosphere that offers a high-speed internet connection? If you're growing and need an office space, give us a call at 281-288-3500. Ask about a small commercial office space. 281-288-3500.
Sienna Plantation Animal Hospital. We are the best care for the best pets. We specialize in dog and cats and offer personalized service, including immunization and wellness care, heartworm and flea preventatives, in-house laboratory services, on-site pharmacy and veterinary diets, x-ray diagnostics, animal dentistry, and internal medicine. On-site surgery services, including both soft tissue and orthopedic surgeries, microchipping, and boarding. Please call to make an appointment for personalized service in Sienna Plantation. 281-778-5244. Again, that's 281-778-5244. Or visit us on the web at www.siennaplantationanimalclinic.com for more information.
Are you a business owner needing cost-effective advertising? Bayou Graphics offers a wide range of high-quality, high-resolution graphics for your car, truck, van, or trailer. If you've seen the Houston Real Estate Radio trailer around town, you've seen their work. Call Bayou Graphics today at 832-912-8200. Or visit them online at bayougraphics.com. That's graphics with an X. 832-912-8200.
If you missed any portion of this broadcast, links to the guests as well as HD video of the segments can be found at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com.
You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Register, and every week we bring you news and information you can use on your next real estate transaction. If you've got a real estate question, give us a call here at the studio. That call-in number is 281-882-8088. We'll be happy to answer your question on the air, 281-882-8088. And as always, if you miss any of today's show, you can find it online at HoustonRealEstateRadio.com. We do video record all the segments, so if you miss anything, you can always go find that particular segment online without having to rewatch the whole show. All right, we're going to be talking about credit repair in this next segment. There are a lot of home buyers out there right now trying to get qualified because, you know, we're coming up on spring selling season, and a lot of people are out there trying to get qualified while the rates are still very good. So I brought in Vanessa Perry, and she's the owner of Impeccable Credit Services. So if you didn't think you could qualify for a loan, you definitely want to listen to this segment to hear what Vanessa has to say about getting your credit in order so that you can purchase a home. So welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people want to buy a home, but they fear that they can't, so they lease instead. They go out and rent because they just don't feel like they can overcome the obstacles on their credit report. Have you ever seen a credit report that couldn't be overcome?
No.
It can all be overcome.
Yes.
That's good to hear, right? Okay, so when you have damaged credit, what's the first step to getting it back in order?
The first step is probably going to be getting a mortgage company to pull your credit to see exactly where it stands and to see what you're working with.
And then move on from there to see if you really, because your company, tell us what your company does. What do you guys do?
We help people get back on track. For many reasons, credit can go bad. A lot of people lose their jobs or, you know, just life happens. Someone gets sick. And so what we do is we work on getting the credit cleaned up, but also building good existing trade lines and educating the client. Because if you only get the credit cleaned up and you do not build good existing trade lines, it will take an eternity to get the credit back.
So you're not a mortgage company. You help people get back on track. So first step is to get your credit pulled by a mortgage company, not just any lender, but a mortgage company to see if you can qualify. And if you can't, then they could come see you and you start helping them figure out where to begin.
Correct. A lot of people will pull their credit online and then they call and say, well, my credit's a 640. But what they don't know is the online services are not accurate as far as the credit score is concerned. They're usually accurate as far as the data, but as far as the credit score, you want either a mortgage company or a bank to pull your credit, and that's going to give you an accurate credit score.
Okay. All right. So then once you look at their credit, you kind of figure out what to do next, what's the quickest route to getting them a mortgage, right?
Exactly.
So is it true that if they have old debt that they should leave it alone and not touch it, or should they try to clean it up?
As far as, are you speaking like old collections and things of that nature?
If it's just several years old and it's been sitting back there, should you dive back into it and try to fix it or just leave it alone?
It's probably going to go a lot faster if you dive in and try to fix it.
Okay.
Because it's a combination of getting it cleaned up along with building good existing trade lines. And when you do both of those together and have the education, it just works fairly quickly.
So when you build new trade lines, what's the best trade line to start? Does that mean go out and buy a new car? Does that mean a credit card?
No. Typically, the revolving accounts are what are going to be worth more points on the credit.
Okay.
And a lot of people will say, well, do I need to go out and purchase, you know, you're not going to go out and buy new shoes or anything like that. What I tend to guide my clients is so that they don't get off track, you need the credit cards to build, but you don't want to get in the habit of just spending. So
right.
I have them pay some of their bills, like you can pay the electric bill or the phone bill, and then take the money you would have used to pay those bills and pay down the balance.
Okay, good. That's a good idea. So just establishing those trade lines with revolving credit.
Correct.
And what about, you know, you get credit card offers to take this new credit card and pay off all those other credit cards and consolidate them. Is that a good idea, bad idea?
Well, you have to really think about what you're going to do. If it's a one-time thing for 0%, but you have to realize that once you go through and you max out that revolving trade line, it's going to pull your credit score down. Anything that's charged up above 30% is going to hurt you.
Okay.
So if you're using something to pay off debt, it's a lot smarter to go out and get a, not a revolving account, but an installment account.
Okay.
And so that way you don't have your credit card maxed out. The installment accounts are worth less points. So if you get an installment account, it's going to be higher interest.
But maybe a little bank loan to consolidate all
correct.
Of that debt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what about bankruptcy? How deadly is bankruptcy when you're trying to get a mortgage?
Bankruptcy is really bad. And as far as getting them removed, unless they're dismissed, you can't remove them either.
Okay.
And so you know, it's you're going to have to let the bankruptcy season what is
play
it?
Its course.
5 years, I believe, before you can actually get a new house.
Okay.
So that's kind of the final step.
So some people, you know, back during this recession, they didn't go into bankruptcy. They just got into a short sale situation and sold their house, so it showed up as really slow credit. And I know that was a little damaging to their credit. Do you think that that's how do you overcome that?
Those are definitely, we can definitely fix those. What a lot of people don't know is when they go out and they do a short sale, it reports on their credit report as a paid foreclosure. And so I know a lot of realtors don't know that either, and they're trying to help, but it actually shows up as a paid foreclosure.
Yeah, and foreclosure is just a hard thing to overcome. It's kind of like a broken lease.
Yeah, they are able to they can be fixed on the credit.
So who would you go to your lender to change that, or you'd have to go through a service like yours?
Typically a service. I'm not sure if you can do it with the lender because you go straight through the credit bureaus to fix those.
Okay. Okay. All right. And what's the most common credit problem that you see that people bring to you?
You know, a lot of people have repossessions, some have medical bills. There's quite a few foreclosures. Most everybody has a situation. A lot of entrepreneurs put everything they have into their business. And there's a way to avoid that as well. I mean, you can actually build business credit to protect your personal credit just in case something happens with the business.
Right. And what's the fastest way to improve your credit score?
Probably to build credit, to build good existing trade lines.
Okay. And we talked about the credit cards a little bit, about having some revolving credit with the credit cards, but not to max them out. What happens with a card like an American Express where, I mean, it may not be limitless, but you do pay the whole thing off in full every month. Does that still help you build your credit?
Amex isn't really worth much on the credit. I know it's one that everybody likes to have, but it's not worth much either way.
Okay. just doesn't, yeah. just doesn't. But yeah. if you don't pay it, you get in trouble then.
Exactly.
Make sure you pay
and Amex
it, right?
is very unforgiving. So if you've ever had one of those and it goes bad, you're not getting another one.
All right. So a first-time home buyer that doesn't have any credit, you would just tell them to start opening at least one line, maybe two lines of credit?
Absolutely. And in the beginning, if they can't apply for unsecured credit cards, they can start off with secured credit cards.
Okay. And minimums to get a loan nowadays, minimum qualifying credit score?
640 credit score.
640. So when they pull that credit with the lender, they'll be able to tell that. And then if you want to have good credit, what shouldn't you be looking for? What kind of number?
For the best rate on a mortgage loan, you're looking at about a 740 credit score.
Okay.
Anything above 700, you're probably going to get the prime rate on vehicle loans.
Okay. And can you tell us the best way to reach you? Because I bet there are some people listening who want to buy a house and need your help. So how can they find you, Vanessa?
They can go to impeccablecreditservices.com.
Okay.
Or they can give us a call at 281-419-6811.
Okay, impeccablecreditservices.com.
Yes.
Ask for Vanessa Perry. She can help you fix your credit so you can purchase a home. And when you get ready to purchase your home, come see us over at Register Real Estate Advisors. We'll help you find that perfect home this spring. And if you need to sell your home, we can help you with that too. All right, you've been listening to Houston Real Estate Radio. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 6 o'clock. And we always like to answer your real estate questions. If you have one, give us a call, 281-882-8088. You can give us a call anytime, 281-882-8088, and we'll answer your real estate questions right here on the air. Don't forget to join us on Facebook and Twitter. If you go to HoustonRealEstateRadio.com, we have all of today's show and all of our past shows, videos recorded on there for you. You can listen to those previous shows as well. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 6 o'clock, for Houston Real Estate Radio. Are you a small business owner in the Spring or Woodlands area that has been working from home, and you now realize your needs have changed? Need a fully furnished, professional atmosphere that offers a high-speed internet connection? If you're growing and need an office space, give us a call at 281-288-3500. Ask about a small commercial office space. 281-288-3500.